The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662 6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Covering the nearly $350 billion consumer electronics industry for 23 years now, by the way. You're tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. The most important thing you can do as a listener of our broadcasts is to call in and participate. And you can do that anytime, 24/7. I'm about to give you our toll-free number. It's great from anywhere and free, toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like so that we hear you on the air. You get to hear us or you have to put up with hearing us. We would like to hear you as well. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686, anytime, 24/7. If you've got a consumer tech question, comment, concern, you want to share some tech rage, whatever the case, do let us hear from you, because you make the show. Joining us now is a guest from a company that provides a robotic process automation software solution. What? We're going to find out what that is. For data entry tasks, the founder and CEO of EnableSoft is Richard Milam. Richard, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Great to be with you, Dave.
Glad to have you with us as well. Tell me a little bit about EnableSoft, and then let's get into what a robotic process automation software solution is.
Well, we've been around for 23 years as well, incidentally.
Oh, cool.
We developed technology 23 years ago to help financial institutions move data when they acquired other financial institutions. You might recall the savings and loans were made insolvent overnight in the 90s, and the banks were buying them up, and that was a good thing, but they had to move the data very fast, and there was no way to do that programmatically. The vendors couldn't respond. So you'd walk into a bank boardroom, and there'd be a dozen PCs and people sitting there keying in names and addresses and account information off of green bar reports. And I have a technical background and a sales background, and I was working with a banker to help manage those processes and realize the need for technology to kind of automate. There was, you know, there's macros and there's cut and paste software to augment it, but there was no real industrial strength solution to do that. So we created one, and, 23 years later, it turns out we are one of a handful of players in the world that actually have created what's now called robotic process automation, which is software operating other software to mimic what a human does to do a workflow or a task or to move data or manage data. And, you know, in the world of business, there's thousands of manual tasks that go on all the time. Everything from updating mailing lists to data breach recovery to interfacing systems that that don't talk to each other, and this RPA or intelligent automation, which is the foundation for what was being called artificial intelligence, is going to be very big. It's already started to be big. The Fortune 500 companies are already doing it, and we're kind of the smartphone of RPA. We are easy to implement and use and learn, and doesn't involve a big IT project to get an automation running.
And I guess from a consumer standpoint, we can all relate as consumers to hearing about robots really infiltrating the workplace. And we've talked on the show about Flippy the robot making hamburgers instead of Phil doing it. You can walk into a lot of fast food places and they've got a kiosk now where you put in your own order and plus or minus ingredients and that kind of thing. So you're really not even interfacing with a human. The order then goes in the kitchen and then they produce it, hopefully correctly. But there's all this robotic information, or from a consumer standpoint again, since we obviously talk to consumers, can hopefully in the long run help things, which means if it speeds up their business, it can help me as a consumer getting my fast food faster and more accurately, I guess.
Well, there's always technology always cuts both ways, right? I mean, the advantage of speeding things up is that company can be grow faster and employ more people, and technology can free people up to do more human-oriented thinking, knowledge worker-type tasks, subject matter expert functions. And then people, the other side of it is people have to adjust and adjust their job skill set to be one that manages a robot versus do the job.
Oh, sure. And Richard, do you see your technology ultimately replacing more and more workers, kind of like the kiosk in the fast food place replacing a couple of kids behind the counter that perhaps, you know, aren't as effective in the long run?
Well, Dave, we've been doing this a long time with over 500 financial institutions and 40 major healthcare companies, and I'm not seeing staffs being cut. I'm seeing maybe some attrition going on and people not being replaced. I see organizations able to grow without duplicating in a linear fashion the staff, so they can grow more effectively. But I think spreadsheets and Excel, the ability to work a spreadsheet has become a necessary business tool for a knowledge worker, whether you're working on your own stuff as a consumer or a business. I think being able to manage robots, especially software robots, is going to be a required tool set.
And we hear about things, I can kind of hear some in my audience screaming at me in my head saying, yes, but robots are taking over the world. And is that necessarily a bad thing? As you mentioned, to help a business be much more productive and automate some of the processes that need to be done, especially some of the monotonous kinds of things that a human had been doing. And then because it's so monotonous, sometimes the input is wrong anyway. So now, if you know, it seems like in this case, robots taking over is not a bad thing.
Well, it's not a new thing, right? The Industrial Revolution, people's jobs changed and technology came along. But this is happening fast. You know, we like it when we can order our pizza online and get it quickly delivered. But, you know, when it affects your ability to get a job or your kids, sometimes we are frustrated, and rightly so. But I think it's you gotta move with the flow and have a different mindset. Well, how do I become valuable to a company to enable those functions? And you know, robots only do what humans can teach them to do. This thing of artificial intelligence is coming. The ability for software technology to read unstructured data and do something with it is not really ready for prime time yet. But it's coming.
But would you think similarly, Richard, that maybe businesses that are not thinking about automating various processes and using automation software and that kind of thing are going to be left in the dust? Or because it's not ready for prime time, they've got a few years to kind of start looking into it?
Well, the automation part of it is ready for prime time. Kind of the artificial intelligence, the natural language processing, cognitive decision-making is not really ready because a lot of data and test cases to make that work. But processes that involve rules and structured data are being used by businesses worldwide today. And yeah, I think companies that don't embrace that an efficiency culture are going to get left in the dust. Just like the software development methodology is not, designed for months and then developed for multiple months, and it's gone to a Scrum, they call, type of methodology where you build and deliver little pieces of software very fast. That's just the way the world's changing.
Oh, for sure. By all means. Well, you can amplify your operational efficiency as well if you own a business or perhaps work at a business and are not looking to be replaced but looking to help your company be more productive. Do check out EnableSoft.com. Founder and CEO of EnableSoft, Richard Milam, thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and good luck to you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Dave. It was a pleasure.